This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Today, many people in Atlanta will join others from all over the world in pausing to remember those who were killed because they are transgender. This is known as Transgender Day of Remembrance. This comes at a time when the Trump administration is considering making changes to the legal definition of gender, which could impact more than a million Americans who don't identify as the gender they were born as. Monica Helms of Marietta is a trans woman who created the transgender flag, which is now in the Smithsonian. I sat down with Helms recently to learn more about her life as a trans woman in the South and her concerns about her safety.
When I was five, I prayed to God to turn me into a girl. And that was in 1956. So what does a five-year-old in 1956 who can't read know about the idea of wanting to be a different gender? So I always try to tell people that because it's not like this stuff happens overnight or the internet has influenced me or anything like that. And since I liked girls, I thought I was a heterosexual crossdresser and just liked to put on women's clothes. But as time went on, I realized that, no, this was really me and I needed to make that change. And in 1997, I did.
According to a survey from GLAAD, which is the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, the public's level of discomfort concerning issues related to transgender people, they were the highest in the South. You experienced this in Arizona. But I'm wondering, how have things changed for you? And what do we still need to do?
Over the years, things have changed mainly because there's been a lot of education mm-hmm. about trans people. We decided early on that we needed to start educating. We needed to be able to start telling people, and we would lobby Congress, we'd lobby our state legislators, we would do everything that we can to try to educate. And over the years, the education has helped. Plus the fact that the younger generation has become more accepting, and now this younger generation is starting to become people in power. This current crop of Congress people have shown that there's a lot of young people in there, some as young as 29, who've become Congress members. And so I'm glad to see that these people are a little more enlightened than the older generation, which I'm from.
Yeah. Yeah. What about here in Atlanta? Do you find that there is an openness?
Atlanta, yes, but we still have our problems. And there are a lot of unemployment of trans people, specifically trans women of color. You see several of them working the streets. And this is something we need to try to avoid happening and help these women. Interesting enough, Georgia has the fifth largest population of trans people in the country per state and the fourth highest percentage of trans people. So we find that we need to do a bit more work here.
Yeah. Yes. Do you ever think about your safety?
All the time. All the time. I think about my safety. I think about the safety of my friends. It's very scary at times. My wife and I have been adopted by a wonderful young trans woman of color we've become friends, and then now we're family. She's like our daughter, and we love her dearly, but because she's a young African-American trans woman, I worry about her safety a lot. She's strong and intelligent, and she knows how to keep herself safe. But, you know, I still worry. That's because she's like my daughter. This year, 311 murders of trans people across the world. 142 of them were in Brazil alone. 61 in Mexico. And guess what? We are number three. 27 Americans were murdered this year.
So that's what this day is about. This really is about remembering those. And I would imagine reminding the community that this kind of intolerance has to stop, I would imagine.
It is. Mm-hmm. since our state doesn't have a hate crimes law, and then now the because of who's running the government, the federal government, we might not get included in those kind of hate crimes. So they're trying to erase us. They want to take us away. They want to change the definition of gender in such a way that we're not included in it. And that's not going to happen.
Monica Helms is a trans activist who lives in Marietta. The Transgender Day of Remembrance, that's going to be observed tonight at the Philip Rush Center in Atlanta. And you can find more information at gpbnews.org. This is GPB Atlanta.